and I meant to do a lot of this, but I haven't. I want to have a bit of a conversation about community, what it means to you, what experience you've had of it, and anything you'd like to say about community. Mm-hmm. You're obviously both involved in all sorts of communities. So, Frank, you're the manager of Republic of Work mm-hmm. in Cork, which is a, let me just think what, well, actually, in a couple of words, will you say what Republic of Work is?
Of course,
and
yeah.
Then I'll talk to you about community.
Perfect. So Republic Work is an innovation hub in the heart of Cork City. We have a nice chunk of space, nice big patch of land here in the city centre. We have 15,500 square feet, spread over 3 floors in a beautiful office building, where we have starting companies, we've SMEs, and we've corporates as well using the space as a home from home.
Great. So you have a place and you have people.
Exactly.
Okay. Let me ask you, what does the word community mean to you?
From a business perspective, I suppose community for us in Republic of Work would be making sure that all our members are some bit alike and that they can interact and engage and connect with each other. Because I suppose we are, in theory, a home from home, so these guys are coming in here and they're working here. We want to make the environment as friendly and relaxed and comfortable, to encourage that community feel, you know. So, and what I mean by that is the community feel is that, like, you can sit down with somebody and have a cup of coffee that you've never met before, share opinions or ideas, and just converse, quite simply. I hate putting the word out there, networking. I find it very forced, very pushed. Whereas when you have a community, it almost comes across effortlessly. You know, conversation flows that bit easier and it's more relaxed.
And tell me, what kind of, given your what you mean by community, and I'm not trying to restrict you to business now, even though is a business, but I just want to just say that I, you know, anything you say is okay. And what kind of communities have you been involved in your lifetime?
Oh, well, I've been involved in sport for a good majority of my life. I've been involved in youth clubs. I was a chairperson of a youth club for a number of years. I've been involved in a local community, so a parish community as such. Kind of getting involved in organising activity for the community and the parish. And then from a work perspective, I suppose, it's kind of, I suppose one of our biggest strengths would be our community here that we have. It's one of our biggest selling points, that people see from the outside. Go, geez, I want to be involved in that. Do you know, that there's a bit of a click. And sometimes click is a bad thing. You know, people can say, oh, there's an awful click in there. It's like the local pub. You go down to the local pub, you say, oh, there's a click there. You walk in and you get, yeah, you get the veering eyes, you know. But no, this is a good click. Do you know, it's the type of an atmosphere that you can just walk in and you instantly feel connected.
And last question, really, because we are, you know, you're very experienced in business by now. Mm. I have to hasten to add, at a young age, but we won't, you know, and growing maturity, I should put that down.
That's a good term. I like that term.
What advice would you, from your experience, would you give somebody who wanted to bring into existence a new community for the first time?
Get yourself out there. Put yourself out there. It's not going to happen naturally, unfortunately. You have to push these pieces of the puzzle together. It's a slow and takes a bit of time, but it definitely pays once you get that bit of momentum. It's after taking us 3 years, you know. And we've over 200 people here now using the space. So, yeah, get yourself out there. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to chat. Don't be afraid to network. but definitely put yourself out. Get out of your comfort zone.
And just a supplementary to the last question. If you wanted to ensure that your community wouldn't die after a while, what would you say is the most important thing?
Planning. Because I suppose if you're to draw your community on a graph, plot it on a graph, and at the very beginning, and if you were to plot motivation and excitement at the very top, over time, that motivation and excitement drops, naturally. It's like everything. But if you put in good milestones, like every month or every quarter or every 6 months or year, whatever it is, or you put a focus or a topic within that 12-month period and you stick to your guns, you shouldn't have a problem.
Wonderful. Now, your business partner, associate, employee, mentor, coach,
busy mate,
is a buddy, whatever.
Yeah.
Who are you, and what is, in addition to Republic of Work, what's your business?
So my name is Jason Woodard, and I am an events organizer and marketing consultant. Just recently started the new two companies recently, so again in deep water. Looking forward to that. Good challenge.
Okay. Let me ask you then, and if you don't mind, can you speak a wee bit louder?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, just to get the sound level. Okay. Could you tell me, what does the word community mean to you?
It's quite funny because I was a member in Republic of Work before I worked in Republic of Work when I had my other company. And that's the first thing I always liked about the place was the community, was the different people, was the different stories. I don't know what it is in me, but I think it's the Irish in me that I love to be able to go, I know a fella who can help you. You know, I know a guy, I'll put you in contact. And that's what the whole thing to me is. In a nutshell, that to me is what community is. I know someone who can help you. So, that's what it is. It's I know someone who can help you, and that's what this kind of place offers is I know someone who can help you in that scenario. Do you know?
And what kind of communities have you been in throughout your life?
Several. I was in acting, music, podcasting, sports, several different types of communities. Still am. A lot of online form, a lot of online communities as well, that kind of stuff, do you know?
I can't resist, because you've hooked me entirely by mentioning you were in a podcasting community. Mm. Can you just tell us a little bit about what was the nature of that podcasting community?
So it was just kind of a Facebook group of local podcasters I know and stuff who need help with stuff or new episodes out, just supporting each other locally, getting content out there, that kind of stuff.
Is it a kind of self-help group?
I set it up for people I know, but these people are recording podcasts themselves as well, so they know what they're doing. But it's kind of, I had this problem with iTunes. Does anyone else have this problem? And then it's kind of a
bounce ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Help each other out.
Frank, what other question did I ask you? I'm trying to think what this is. Oh yes, if you were giving advice to somebody who wanted to set up a community from scratch for any reason at all, for business, for sport, for I don't know, a holiday group, a walking group, any at all.
I would recommend that you have the foundations in place for the community to build on. Just know where you want to go with it. Understand that one thing is what you want to do, and then build on that. Because it's, especially if there's a lot of people involved, there can be too many cooks in the kitchen. But if there's a foundation, then that's what we're sticking to, that's our guns, and we move ahead.
Do you think there is such a thing as online community?
100%. Yeah, I'm in a few communities. Like that's what Reddit is. Reddit is an online community of millions of people. You put a subject in and they respond yes or no, negatively or positively. It's still a community responding, do you know? Facebook chats, all those web WhatsApp groups, they're all communities. Like that's all what it is. Just online.
And are they all the same, or are there any, you know, would you divide online communities into
by subject? By sports, by, like my wife is in a community, Middleton Moms, and there's 60 moms on there from Middleton. And it's like, did anyone see this today? And you know, that kind of whatever it is.
You know, I live in Glenmire, and there's mums of Glenmire.
And they're all they're communities.
We should set one up.
Dads of.
Well, you know what? If you want a plumber,
yeah,
you go to mums of Glenmire. Yeah. If you want a carpenter, you go to
that's
mums
it.
Of Glenmire.
It's recommendations.
And they'll
and
give recommendations, you know?
Yeah, and that is a community. Like, again, that is someone.
This fella has
I
no builder's
fella.
Bum.
Yeah. I know someone.
Let me ask you, are you guys building a community at Republic of Work together? Is there any sense in which you're doing that here, you know, even looking forward?
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, well, Frank has the vision, and the team execute his vision, basically. And Frank gets the vision from DC.
Mm. But from a bigger picture, like, I mean, of late, in 2019, we saw that our strongest standpoint was the community. You know, people wanted to get involved in what we're doing. They saw the activity that we're doing through social media and the events that we're running and all these bits and pieces. But we said, like, for us, internally, we're internal. We're sitting inside a building. We can't see from the outside looking in. So how do we see from the other person's perspective? So what we said was we set up a different type of community to get a bit of excitement, get a bit of footfall into the building and start making a bit of noise. So we set up an event called the Mix Around the Mall. So it's all the company of the South Mall. I don't know if you're familiar with McCurtain Street and the
well, I am, but people who listen to this won't be. But that the McCurtain Street is a
the Victorian Quarter.
Well, it's a street in the centre of Cork City.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
And they set up years and years ago the Victorian Quarter, and it originally started because they had no lights on the street. So all the companies and all the businesses and all the residents came together and they said, "Come here, let's make a bit of noise and let's get our bloody street lights up." So they said, right, they attacked the Cork City Council, and in the end they got their street lights up. So originally it was for problem solving, but then it evolved to something a bit better. It evolved into all the local publicans getting together and saying, "Come here, look, we're a small bit outside of town, but there's thousands of people hitting Cork City for the weekends, every weekend. How can we attract them to our lovely McCurtain Street?" So they all kind of like said, started rolling out events. All these bits and pieces and the small stuff, like, geez, we ran out of a keg of Guinness, and you'd be able to call into your next door neighbour and he'd loan you a keg of Guinness and all of this. So that's where we kind of got our motivation for the mixture on the Mall. So getting all the local companies on the Mall, because there's over 250 companies on the Mall now, and predominantly if you went back 10-15 years before the recession, you were looking at all the professional services, accountants, solicitors, all the banks, all the suits and ties, nothing at all wrong with it. But now you've got all these tech companies, you've got all these startup companies occupying space and coming back into the city centre. So we said, right, let's create this Mix Around the Mall. So getting three different companies once a month. We start off here, we do a drinks reception, Republic Work, and get everybody chitting and chatting. Not networking, chitting and chatting. Getting to know each other, getting to know your neighbour, basically. So we've created this new type of community, and it's specific to our neighbours. So yeah, we've done three mixers now, and we'll be doing our fourth in the end of January. And again, it's just a way for us to get to know our neighbour.
Jason Frank's done most of the talking.
He's been able to
give a huge plug for Republic of Work. I want you to have an opportunity to give a plug for whatever of your businesses you'd like to give a plug to.
Thank you, Paul. No, just OC Events is my events company. We have a massive conference happening at the end of February.
Is that O with the
podcast, exactly. So my podcast is called Offensive Charm.
Offensive Charm.
Exactly.
I'm only repeating these so that I'll remember it.
People have told me that I can be quite offensive sometimes, but I always charm my way out. So that's where my podcast comes from, Offensive Charm, and that's where the events
come from. It's a bit like a phrase, sorry to interrupt,
like
a phrase which says beautifully ugly.
Exactly.
Offensive Charm.
Exactly.
So sorry, what were you saying about Offensive Charm?
The event was built from that podcast, so it's called FightCon. It's a Comic-Con scenario where people get to meet their favourite MMA sports fighters. Because it came from that, we built the company to be OC Events. Offensive Charm Events was too long, so we said OC Events. There's a nice ring to it. So that's happening in February 29th on the leap year, one every 4 years. And I'm joking. Profit wise, that's not good. But yeah, keep look out for it, FightCon. And we've 1,600 attending, and we've some of the biggest names in the sport coming to Cork City. So it's, yeah, good fun, busy.
Would you think of offering all the people who come to this event any kind of a membership concept?
To here?
No, to OC Events.
Oh, so I've already started that already with I've started gathering emails for newsletters. So what I'll do then is I'll introduce a secret group on Facebook where they can, they're only members of this chat.
Well, it's not so secret now, is it?
Well, only people who buy tickets will be allowed into the chat.
Who invented that phrase, secret group? for me, it was a guy called Chris Brogan from the United States.
I always thought the Illuminati, you know.
Okay, that's enough. That's wonderful. Jason, thank you
so much.
I
appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Not a bother at all.
Brilliant. We have 17 minutes. How perfect. Goodbye from the Republic of Work, where you can get both Americanos and Cappuccinos, and both of them come from a company called Nespresso.